The Freak's caravan was silent for a moment as everyone digested this information.
You mean, Hugo said finally, that you want us to murder Madame Lulu?
Don't think of it as murder, Esme said.
Think of it as a dramatic exercise. It's a special surprise for Count Olaf that will prove to him that you're brave enough to join his troop.
Throwing Lulu into a pit of lions doesn't strike me as particularly brave, Colette said. Just cruel and vicious.
How can it be cruel and vicious to give people what they want? Esme asked.
You want to join Count Olaf's troop? The crowd wants to see someone eaten by lions, and I want Madame Lulu thrown into the pit. Tomorrow one of you will have the exciting opportunity to give everybody exactly what they want.
Hello!
Sunny growled, but only her siblings understood that she really meant everybody except Lulu.
When you put it like that, Hugo said thoughtfully, it doesn't sound so bad.
Of course it doesn't, Esme said, adjusting her false head. Besides, Madame Lulu was eager to see all of you eaten by lions, so you should be happy to throw her in the pit.
But why do you want Madame Lulu thrown in? Colette asked.
Esme scowled.
Count Olaf thinks we have to make this carnival popular so that Madame Lulu will help us with her crystal ball, she said. But I don't think we need her help. Besides, I'm tired of my boyfriend buying her presents.
That doesn't seem like a good reason for someone to be eaten by lions,
Violet said carefully, in her disguised voice. I'm not surprised that a two-headed person like yourself is a little confused, Esme said, and reached out her long-nailed hands to pat both Violet and Klaus on their scarred faces. Once you join Olaf's troop, you won't be troubled by that kind of freakish thinking any longer.
Just think, Hugo said. Tomorrow, we'll stop being freaks, and we'll be henchmen of Count Olaf.
I prefer the term ench people, Colette said.
Esme gave everyone in the room a big smile, and then reached up to her shoulder and opened the brown sack.
To celebrate your new jobs, she said, I brought each of you a present.
A present? Kevin cried. Madame Lulu never gave us presents.
This is for you, Hugo, Esme said, and took out an oversized coat, the Baudelaires recognized from a time when the hook-handed man had disguised himself as a doorman. The coat was so big that it had covered his hooks, and as Hugo tried it on, they saw that it was also big enough to fit Hugo, even with his irregular shape. Hugo looked at himself in the mirror and then at his co-workers in joy.
It covers my hunchback, he said happily. I look normal, instead of freakish.
You see, Esme said, Count Olaf is already making your life much better. And look what I have for you, Colette.
The Baudelaires watched as Olaf's girlfriend reached into the sack and pulled out the long black robe that they had seen in the trunk of the automobile.
It's so baggy, Esme explained, that you can twist your body any which way, and no one will notice that you're a contortionist.
It's like a dream come true,
Colette said, grabbing it out of Esme's hands.
I'd throw 100 people into the lion pit to wear something like this.
And Kevin, Esme said, look at this small piece of rope. Turn around, and I'll tie your right hand behind your back so you can't possibly use it.
And then I'll be left-handed, like normal people, Kevin said, jumping out of his chair and standing on his two equally strong feet. Hooray!